Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Gimel with Song 103. This song is about us blessing Hashem. It's all about Baracha. We are so grateful that Hashem blesses us. And we ask Hashem all the time to give us and those around us more and more blessings. But what does it mean, though, for us to bless Hashem? What does Hashem need from us? Why and how do we have a mitzvah to give God a blessing? Let's look further at the concept of blessings, of bracha. We receive blessings in many forms: health, resources, our family, the talents that we have, the housing that we have, and so much more. And we need to acknowledge it as bracha. But it isn't just enough to just acknowledge the bracha. We need to use the many brachos that Hashem showers us with to propel us to move forward. Let me explain. The Sefer HaBahir, one of the earliest Kabbalistic works, relates the word bracha to the berech, the part of our body, the knee, that is the joint that propels us to move forward before running a race, before diving or jumping into the water, before jumping far. We bend our knees, which then enables us to move ahead as far as we can go. When we bless Hashem, we're acknowledging that Hashem is showering us with so much, but He's also giving us goodness so that we can move forward and fulfill that mission that He wants us to do here in this world. The more we bless Hashem, and the more we acknowledge that which Hashem is giving us, the more we open ourselves to receive, the more we will receive. Now, the bracha is also related to the word berecha, which is an endless spring of water. Hashem's bracha to us is never ending. But sometimes we don't enjoy that which Hashem gives us. We don't recognize all the bracha, and we don't even accept it. It's almost as if we push that bracha away. This song directs us and inspires us to see the bracha that we are constantly given and to know how to use it. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. We begin. Barchi nafshi es Hashem, the kol kravai es shem kodsho. My soul blesses Hashem and all my insides His holy name. Our soul needs to lead the body in praising and blessing Hashem. Our soul needs to use that which the body receives to move forward. We often think of blessings in terms of material things, which is fine. But it's only those material things are only a tool for our neshama to move forward. So once again, in verse 2, Pasuk Beis, Barchi nafshi es Hashem. My soul is going to bless Hashem. My soul is in charge of moving the body, my body, further with all that Hashem blesses it with. Ve'al tishkachi kol gmulav. And here, it's as if the soul is talking to the body and saying, and don't forget all the good that Hashem gives to us. The body makes sure to have pleasure from physical and material gifts that Hashem gives us. And the soul reminds us, don't forget all the good Hashem gives us, even that which we may not even recognize as good. And then the soul is now going to continue and direct our bodies as if the soul is saying, don't limit the amount of bracha that Hashem is giving you. Don't stifle the bracha that we receive. Because sometimes we feel that we can't baruch berech, we can't move forward in the best possible way because we don't have the right bracha, the right blessings in our life. And now our soul is going to lead us to realize that whatever we have is blessings from Hashem and we can move forward. But, Pasuk Gimel, Hasaleach l'chol avonaychi, He forgives all your sins. the neshama tells us, because sometimes we feel so guilty that it stifles us and we don't allow ourselves to use and to receive and to use all that Hashem gives us. We stop. We feel so guilty. And the neshama says, don't worry, Hashem forgives you. That's part of His goodness. That's part of His bracha. Harofei l'chol tachluaychi. He heals all of your illnesses. Because when we're physically ill, we feel stifled. We feel that we can't move forward. But no, the neshama tells us Hashem will heal you. Or it could be that the illness itself is a vehicle to enable you to understand new things and do things and move you forward in a way that you never thought you could. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Hago'el mishachas chayaychi. He redeems your life from the pits, says the neshama. When one feels in the pits, when one feels very ashamed, when one has a low sense of self-worth, it prevents him from moving forward. It prevents him from recognizing all the talents that Hashem has blessed him with, all the bracha that Hashem showers him with, and therefore he doesn't use it to move forward in life. And the neshama says, you are not in the pits. Hashem took you out. Don't be ashamed. Hamatrechi chesed v'rachamim. Rather, He crowns you with kindness and mercy. When one needs kindness and mercy from Hashem, it might seem embarrassing. It's kind of funny that this pasuk is saying Hashem crowns you. Hashem gives you a feeling of you have a crown on your head by giving you chesed and rachamim, kindness and mercy. And often that mercy is given to us by someone else. And it may make us feel low. And the pasuk here is saying, no, receiving chesed and receiving mercy from Hashem, even if it's through someone else, is that which gives you a crown on your head. It gives you royalty. It should make you proud. If you look at it as a bracha, as blessings from Hashem, and you use it to barchi nafshi es Hashem, that my soul will praise Hashem, I will use the chesed that someone else is giving to me as an opportunity to move forward. The song continues with Hashem satisfying our mouths with goodness. Hashem is constantly giving us that which we need at any stage. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Tishadesh kanesher nu'uraychi. In our life, we are given new opportunities all the time at any stage. He renews our youth, our ability to feel young, our ability to do something new, like an eagle. An eagle loses a feather and quickly renews its feathers that are lost. In other words, there are no times in your life where you can say, there's nothing new, I can't move forward, I'm too old. There is nothing in your life that can keep you from moving forward. Hashem gives you every bracha you need, every tool to move you forward. It's up to you to use them. Levarech et Hashem, to bless Hashem. Hashem taught this to Moshe, it says in Pasuk Zion in verse 7, when we sinned in the desert and we felt that now we're stifled, now we can't move ahead. Because practically speaking, on a physical level, we were wandering in the Midbar, basically for most of the time, going nowhere. But our neshama and real selves, our real self, could move forward spiritually, even wandering in the desert. On a spiritual level, we had sinned, and we might have felt even our neshama can't move forward because we missed the opportunity for growth. But this song reminds us that is not so. Hashem forgives and keeps giving you bracha to move ahead, even if you've made mistakes, even if you've sinned, like the Jewish people in the Midbar. So with this renewed understanding of our commitment to use our bracha, that which Hashem gives us to its fullest, we now call on the angels in heaven to bless Hashem. And then we continue, Pasuk 21, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av. We call all of the solar system, all the celestial beings to bless Hashem and use that which Hashem has given them to move forward and do their job. And we're so excited about the concept of the world moving forward. Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk 22. Baruch Hu es Hashem kol ma'asav. All of Hashem's creations, the malachim, the angels should move forward, the celestial beings should move forward, and every single one of God's creations, b'chol mekol mos memshalto, in all the places of his rule, in every place in the entire universe, they should all bless Hashem. They should realize Hashem has given them the tools that they need to keep moving forward. Now, of course, the angels and all of Hashem's creations use their abilities that they got from Hashem to move forward and do what Hashem wants them to do. But they don't have a choice. So we end with, I, Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, I am so inspired by nature and I am so excited about this. I choose, Baruch Nafshi, my soul will bless Es Hashem. My soul will bless Hashem. My body will not hold me back from moving forward, because I know that bracha is a gift from Hashem, but it also comes with the responsibility to maximize our using it to its fullest. Thank you for learning together with Eloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.